Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. This brief podcast today is devoted to the basics on stem cells. Stem cells are the primitive cells that give rise to the different tissue types in our body. So, for example, there are skin stem cells, muscle stem cells, and blood stem cells. Each of these stem cells may be found in embryos during early stages of development. They're in the fetal, umbilical cord, and placental tissue. They're also found in some adult tissues. Researchers hope that they can use stem cells to generate specific tissues such as nerve, heart, lung, or kidney tissue. They could then use these tissues to help repair damaged or diseased organs, or provide alternatives for organ transplantation. So what exactly is the promise for stem cells? Stem cell therapy could offer hope for millions of people who suffer from debilitating diseases and conditions for which there are currently limited or no treatments. This includes things like cardiovascular disease, autoimmune diseases, diabetes, osteoporosis, cancer, and many more. These hopes are inspired by the historical success of using adult stem cells from bone marrow to successfully treat patients with leukemia and other cancers, with inherited blood disorders, and diseases of the immune system. Stem cell research, however, is still in its infancy, and there are substantial gaps in knowledge that pose obstacles to the realization of new medical therapies. Stem cell research using human embryonic stem cells is considered by many to be the most promising avenue of research. It's also, though, considered to be one of the most controversial, given the diverse views held in our society about the moral and legal status of the early embryo. The key question in this debate is, when does an embryonic stem cell become a human being? This is a fundamental question in the stem cell debate. Few issues in this country and abroad have provoked more debate than when life begins. Some religious traditions suggest that life begins several weeks or even months after conception. Others consider life to begin at conception. The acceptability of human embryonic stem cells for research is also influenced by the source of cells. Stem cell cultures derived from embryos produced in fertility clinics that are no longer needed for reproductive purposes are acceptable to some. Others accept the use of stem cells derived from embryos created specifically for research from eggs and sperm donated by volunteers who are unrelated to each other and have no reproductive intent. Most experts agree that medical therapies based on stem cells are still several years away. The National Academy's report, Stem Cells and the Future of Regenerative Medicine, recommends keeping as many avenues of research open as possible in order to promote rapid advances and efficient translation of outcomes to pave the way for therapeutic advances for millions of Americans. There's also the question of public versus private funding. In the view of the committee that authored the report, federal funding of basic research is essential to speed the progress of bridging laboratory research to the patient's bedside. The National Institutes of Health is the largest public sponsor of basic biomedical research in the United States, with a budget of close to $27 billion this year. Public sponsorship of such research ensures that many scientists can pursue a variety of research questions and that their results are made widely accessible to the public. Although private and nonprofit entities also support basic research, most private sector funding comes from companies with an interest in research that will yield commercial applications. This includes new drugs, diagnostic tools, and medical devices. Additionally, results from privately funded research are often considered proprietary information and not openly exchanged or shared with the scientific community. There's clearly a need for oversight. Stem cell research should be conducted under established standards of open scientific exchange, peer review, and public oversight. Oversight can ensure that the most efficient and responsible means necessary to achieve medical breakthroughs will be used and that the many ethical dilemmas and scientific uncertainties of which it raises will be addressed. A national advisory board established by NIH could provide the needed oversight for proposals for federal funding to work with embryonic stem cells to make sure they are justified on scientific grounds and that they meet current and future federally mandated ethical guidelines. In August 2001, President Bush articulated federal funding guidelines that permit research with cells from approximately 60 stem cell lines identified by the NIH. There currently is no federal law or policy prohibiting the private sector from creating stem cells for research, so the policies of most individual states currently permit private funding for the use of embryonic stem cells for research. However, a few states have banned some forms of research with these cells. California recently became the first state to authorize public state funding for research using embryonic stem cells. Its new law, effective January 1, 2003, also requires doctors to tell individuals receiving infertility treatment about the possibility of donating excess embryos to research and prohibits their sale. It's clear that human embryonic stem cells hold promise for treating some of the world's most debilitating diseases, but this research also raises a number of ethical and legal concerns. The research touches upon some of the most fundamental issues our society has grappled with over the centuries, including the definition of human life and the moral and legal status of the human embryo. Stem cells and the future of regenerative medicine make several key recommendations. The first and most important is that research with human stem cells should be conducted to make progress against human disease. Research on both embryonic and adult stem cells should be pursued. Current stem cell lines should be rigorously monitored for mutations which may affect the results of future research. Human stem cell research should be publicly funded in order to ensure open scientific exchange, peer review, and public oversight. Strict federal guidelines should be established to ensure sound scientific grounds for proposed studies. A national advisory board composed of exceptional researchers, ethicists, and other stakeholders should be established at the National Institute of Health to oversee research on human embryonic stem cells. And finally, research should be conducted with stem cells to investigate genetic manipulation techniques that will promote organ and tissue transplantation. High incidence of certain conditions suggests that stem cell research could potentially help millions of Americans. 58 million patients suffer from cardiovascular disease, 30 million from autoimmune diseases, 16 million from diabetes, 10 million from osteoporosis, 8.2 million from different cancers, 5.5 million from Alzheimer's disease, 5.5 million from Parkinson's disease, 0.3 million from severe burns, 0.25 million from spinal cord injuries, and 0.15 million from birth defects every year. For more information about stem cells and the future of regenerative medicine, contact the National Academies Press toll-free at 1-800-624-6242. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.